Excuse me, ladies. Is there a problem here? I'm surprised you have all this time to joke around after class, when you all still have outstanding assignments. It seems my desire to give you grace is disappearing as quickly as your smiles. So, how about you all walk away now, and I may reconsider. Why do you let them talk to you like that? No, it's not okay. You're an adult, and letting a group of women, especially that group, pick on you like my classroom is some middle school playground? Unacceptable. You need to learn to stand up for yourself. That group clearly just follows their leader. If you stand up to her, then the group will leave you alone. Wait, why are you blushing? Do you like her? And you're content with just allowing her to bully you? Walk with me to my office. I would like to discuss something with you. This is going to sound extremely personal, but are you a virgin? There you go, blushing again. No need to say more about that. I think you just need a bit of a confidence boost. You need to believe in yourself. It's not difficult to do, actually. You just need to hear some encouragement, and I'm sure you can rise to the occasion. We're here. Come inside and have a seat. What would you say if I told you that your bully is also a virgin? It's hard to believe, isn't it? I can assure you that it's completely true. I have an eye for this sort of thing. There are so many clues that both of you are inexperienced. Besides the obvious middle school behavior you both exhibit. Well, there it is. I had quite a feeling you had an amazing dick hidden under those pants. She never looked once at this enormous bulge you have whenever she talks with you. And you don't know the power that you wield with this large phallus. Did you know some women just naturally begin to drool when they see something like this? Now let me. First lesson, young man. You have a cock that will make women desire you. See how easily I began to suck you off? It's because a cock like yours is practically irresistible. So what you must be able to do is learn how to use this cock. You have to act like your dick size. You may be skinny and small, but your cock is blessed. See how I'm on my knees for you right now? You see, that's power. You have power, and you can use it to make even that bully of yours get on her knees. That got your attention, didn't it? You wanna know how? Well, first of all, you need to find that confidence. Let me stroke your cock. The confidence you feel bubbling inside of you. Look at me. Your professor's on her knees, jerking your cock. What is your brain begging you to do right now? See, you do have a filthy mind. If you want your big bully to do something like that, you're gonna have to be a little more demanding. No stuttering or stammering. Feel that hard cock twitch between your legs and say what you really want. Yes, sir. See that? If you stand up for yourself, then you can have what you like. Do you like what you see? My breasts aren't as perky as they used to be. Keep my pantyhose on? Yes, you can touch me. But I want you not to be afraid. I'm not glass, but I'm not stone either. Oh, yeah. Like that. Do you like the feeling of my nylon? Well, it seems like you do have some kinks. You also like high heels too. Oh, like I said, when you're patient, you can notice how people look at certain things. Yeah, I've noticed you love to look at my legs, and especially my heels when I walk. You're even stroking yourself now. Does it feel good, or do you want something better? Good job. I'll gladly get on my knees for you. Here you go. What should I do next? Kiss your balls? Absolutely. Is that okay? You want something more? If you wanna, be confident. There you go. That's the confidence you need. You'll be fucking all the ladies in no time. Oh, you really like her. If you learn how to fuck, then she might let you have her. But you have to learn not to come early. If you can last, then you'll get her addicted. Of course you can get her addicted. If you make her come and come and come and come, her brain will rewire, and you'll be the perfect man for her in her mind. That's the power of a cock. The hint is if she starts showing interest in what you like. She makes fun of you reading all the time. If she starts asking about books, then she's yours. But she has to orgasm. And if you come before she does, well, then forget it. Practice makes perfect. Do you masturbate? Good. But you don't need to masturbate a lot. Train your cock to obey your mind. So when you don't want to come, it'll listen. If you master that, then you master her. Another tactic is to have a thought or image that excites you. You can train your mind to need that in order to erupt. Well, you already do that. It makes sense because you haven't come yet. I think it's time for the ultimate test. I'm gonna sit on your cock and I'm gonna ride you. If you can hold your cum and let me come twice, then you're ready. Are you ready for the exam? You sweet boy. You don't know what you've just agreed to. Oh, you see, I'm very, very experienced, and despite my age, my pussy is very, very tight. Already I see you groaning and gritting your teeth. Oh, focus. Oh, you don't come already. If you last just a minute, she'll laugh and never let you touch her again. If you make her moan, and come on your clock, you'll own her. Why am I helping you? Well, I am a teacher. And teaching virgins like you how to be confident Casanovas is my kink. You are a good student. The mind is just as important as the body. Making me talk about my kink was definitely a smart move. Oh, but I can feel your cock twitching at my moans. I also haven't given you the final secret. How to make sure she'll fuck you. Stand up to her. Especially when she's around her mean girlfriends. Oh, yeah. Call her a virgin and embarrass her. Then be confident and admit you're better than her because you're not a virgin. Not anymore. You're a confident man that uses his big dick to make women come. Yeah, say it. Oh, good boy. It will piss her off. I just know it. It will drive her crazy that you're having sex and she isn't. She'll think you're bluffing. And that's when you show her your cock. If she gasps or swallows, then you'll know. Then don't be afraid to let that hard cock be in charge. Just do what you want with her. Unleash your desire. She'll be overwhelmed. She'll want you badly. The best part is that it works on a lot of women. You pay attention to what they like and then give them what they desire. I desire you to become a man. I want to see your confidence grow. Fuck yeah. I want to come. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Oh, you did it. You made me come. But can you? Yeah. Oh, fuck. You're an excellent student. Yeah. Keep fucking me like that. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, make me come again on that dick of yours. Oh, I want you to come inside me. Aha, that's another lesson. You have to come where she asks. It's very important. Yeah. If you fuck her like this, then she'll be yours. You can make her do anything for you. Oh, yeah, you be the bully. Fuck, the tables will turn. Don't come yet. I'm getting close to coming again. Focus. Don't let it out until you need it. Oh, yeah. You need to make her beg for your cum. Oh, make it so she's desperate for it. You need to be able to hold it in. Let your balls swell. Let all that semen build up in there so it shoots out like a volcano eruption. God, yeah, you're doing it. You're gonna make me cum. Yeah. Okay, are you ready? Look me in the eyes. Look in the fucking eyes. Yeah, like that. Now think of her. Think of her doing everything you want. Her moaning your name and begging for your cum. Yeah, are you imagining it? Good, then you're ready. I want your cum. Yeah, please give me your cum. Come inside me. I want to come with you. Please. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah, the little big boy. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Good job. Excellent work. Oh, you're a man now. Fuck. I think you can just seduce with ease. Yeah, of course I can help you practice some more. She'll definitely be hypnotized by your dick then. Maybe I will be too.